Alright, welcome sa Grow Deep Podcast and kasama niyo na naman ako, si Matthew. Naranasan mo na ba yung isang beses pagka wala kang ginagawa o kaya kagaya nito na marami kang idle time, napakaraming pumapasok sa isip mo. Maaring isang bagay na nangyari in the past o kaya naman isang bagay na parating pa lang pero hindi mo maiwasan na ulit-ulitin siya sa isip mo. Alam mo ba na ang tawag dyan ay overthinking? Ano ba tong overthinking na to? Bakit ba tayo nagkakaroon nito? At saka, ano ba yung mga pwede natin gawin para ma-overcome natin ang overthinking, lalong-lalo na sa time ngayon na marami sa atin ang naka-quarantine lang? Yan ang pag-uusapan natin today. Kasama natin today si Ms. Shaina Kua. Nag-aral siya ng clinical psychology sa Azusa Pacific University. Siya ay resource speaker, siya ay keynote speaker ng Wise Up Global, at siya rin ay senior high instructor. Nagtuturo siya ng personal development sa MGC New Life Christian Academy. So panoorin natin tong conversation ko with Ms. Shaina tungkol sa overthinking. So let's go to what we want to talk about today.
Sure, sure.
People are saying na ngayong idle time, kahit hindi quarantine actually, when there comes a time na they have to stop, hindi usual yung routine nila, they go through this phase where they really think about a lot of things. And mm-hmm. ang general term lang for that is, kuya, nag-overthink ako. Ano ba itong overthinking, Ms. Shaina? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. why do we have this?
Right, right. Ang overthinking kasi means that you are thinking again and again and again. So kung kukunin natin sa psychology yung term na rumination. Okay. Have you heard of that? 'Di ba? Rumination. Ang rumination kasi galing siya sa term ng mga cows, 'di ba? When they chew, they re-chew and re-chew and re-chew. So okay. Imagine when we're overthinking, para tayong nagre-replay ng mga iba't ibang scenarios in our head. So it's not just simply thinking about, kasi when you say thinking about, parang a certain period of time, tapos mawawala na. It's just a passing thought, right? Pero kapag overthinking, you overanalyze, you know, you think about what if scenarios, what if ganito yung mangyayari, we worry about the future. So overthinking, may dalawang klaseng overthinking. It's either or and or siya. You worry about the future or you replay kung ano yung nangyayari in the past.
So, ibig sabihin, meron bang kahalong regrets yan? Ganun ba?
Possible. Kasi ang cost ng overthinking, maraming bagay. So, for example, ano tayo, overview tayo of overthinking. A possible cost of overthinking is low self-esteem.
Okay.
Right? So, for example, kapag ka, mababa yung self-esteem mo, you always think about negative self-critic, na parang, naku, ano kayong iniisip nila nung ito yung sinabi ko, or ano kaya iniisip ng ibang tao kung ito yung ginalaw ko, diba? Low self-esteem.
Okay.
Yung iba naman is self-doubt. You know, you're very unsure of yourself, so you keep, you know, rethinking about what would be or what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Pero in the context of COVID, I think majority na ang cause ng overthinking natin is anxiety.
Okay. So, posible rin na anxiety galing to.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So, ibig sabihin, it's anxiety, because of anxiety, you overthink, and because you overthink, you get more anxious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, it becomes a cycle.
Oo nga. Healthy cycle ba to? Kasi itong overthinking, there are a lot of people na pakiramdam nila, it's something innate in themselves. And
right.
there's this another side naman na nagsasabi na hindi, habit lang yan and it can be broken. Anong masasabi mo dun?
I think yung sinasabi mo, Matthew, na innate, I think it comes with personality.
Okay.
Diba? So meron tayong natatawag na type A personality, type B personality. Siguro pag type A personality sa mga listeners natin, ang type A, ito yung mga very meticulous, no, very structured, very detail-oriented. Ang type B naman is yung mga mas relaxed, yung chill lang,
okay,
happy-go-lucky na personality. So obviously, ang temperament natin, ang personality natin plays a role doon sa amount or sa likelihood natin mag-overthink.
Oh, I see. So pagka mas detalyado ka, pagka you're into stuff na talagang you tend to go into the detail, like meticulously, mas may tendency ka na mag-overthink.
Yes, mas mataas yung tendency mo, yung likelihood mo to overthink. Why? Because ikaw, personality mo, it's innate sa'yo na you want everything under control. Right? You want everything to be structured. Also, let's put in this the context of COVID, di ba? Because of COVID, nawalan tayo ng structure sa buhay.
Actually. Tama?
Parang yung routine natin na we wake up every morning, we prepare, we go get breakfast, and then we go to work, nawala lahat yun.
Yeah.
Diba? So, naputol yung routine mo, naputol yung structure mo, so it gives you now anxiety.
Mm.
Right?
So, kaya madalas, no, parang pag nagtatanong ako dun sa mga tao na nakakausap ko, anong ginagawa mo? Wala, kuya. Anong wala? Pero ang ibig nilang sabihin, nothing that they're doing feels productive for them.
Yes. And it's something na hindi normal sa kanila. Diba? Walang normalcy. And then, another contributory factor pa doon is yung lack of control. As human beings, you always want to be in control. So ngayon yung feeling na, naku, hindi ko kontrolado, sabi nga nila, mabuti pa daw ang meron kang visible na kaaway kasi may nakikita kang kaaway mo.
Uh-huh.
Pero unlike the COVID virus, you don't even see the virus.
Oo nga.
It really gets to people na parang paano kung dumaan lang ako, may humatsing, tapos nasagap ko. You know, things like that.
You mentioned kanina that this also involves something that would probably happen in the future. And I think doon din nangyayari yung ano, no, mga tanong ng mga tao na paano na, alam mo yun, gaano katagal ba to, ano mangyayari sa economy, ano mangyayari sa family ko, alam mo yun, yung mga ganyan. Would you say na there's a point na okay lang nag-iisip, tapos kailan ko masasabi na hindi na healthy yung mga thinking patterns ko?
Mm-hmm. So sige, so sa overthinking kasi minsan na nami-mistaken natin na, ay, hindi, way ko yan to problem solve.
Uh-huh.
Diba? May mga ganon. Or, no, I'm just reflecting. Sabi nga natin that this is the best time to reflect on the lives that we've lived. Pero, if we think about it, there's a difference between overthinking, problem solving, and reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang problem solving, you focus on what can I do?
Okay. What,
ano yung meron akong control and what can I do about it?
Alright. Right?
Where it's very solution-focused, the problem-solving.
Mm.
The reflecting naman is you reflect on yourself, you reflect on your surroundings, and you get a new perspective about it that will help you move forward.
Okay.
Unlike ang overthinking, it doesn't really do anything.
Mm-mm. So you're saying na ang overthinking ay wallowing in something, nagbababad ka sa mga bagay na kapag ka inisip mo, it doesn't really move you either forward or backward or anywhere.
Yes, oo. Parang kumbaga, ano, you feel stuck. So once na meron ka ng feeling na I feel stuck, that can be a sign that you're overthinking.
I see. Okay. And maraming tao yung nakakaranas niyan ngayon, ano? Siguro given lang, no, bigyan kita ng isang case. For example, merong isang friends, may dalawang friends sila, no? Tapos, dati, nung wala pa tong quarantine na to, pag nag-chat yung isa sa kanya, nagre-reply kagad yung friend niya. Okay? Pero, ngayon na quarantine tayong lahat, nag-chat siya dun sa friend niya, tapos hindi makareply kagad, nasisin siya, tapos ang dami na, gaya nga ng sabi mo kanina, nagru-ruminate yung thoughts niya sa kanya, and feeling niya, pag tinatanong ko siya, anong gagawin mo? Wala, hindi ko alam. Ano ba? Hindi ko alam. Ito siguro, parang ganito. Yun ba? Overthinking yun?
Can be. It can be a result of overthinking. Especially because, dahil nga sabi mo kanina, before, parang hindi mo masyadong ramdam ang oras because you're busy doing other things.
That's true.
Diba?
Yeah.
Kumbaga parang, kunyari, nagtatrabaho kami, nakuha kang message or text, hindi mo naman binabantayan kung ilang minuto bago magre-reply sa'yo.
Right? Tama.
Because you're also busy about other things, diba?
Yeah.
Pero now, because wala tayong ginagawa, ang tendency mo is you're hypersensitive about anong oras na, 3 minutes, ba't hindi pa nagre-reply, you know?
Correct, oo. So, itong, dahil nga totoong problem to, no, we wanna be able to help the people that listen to us. Kung paano ba pwedeng magkaroon ng healthy thinking and good mental health sa time na ganito, kagaya ng quarantine, correct, meron ka bang ma-share na pwede siguro mga tips or perspectives na paano ba ma-overcome yung overthinking sa time na ganito?
Yes. First, siguro, Matthew, it's important that we are aware. And we have to admit. And it's okay. No, it's okay to say, you know, I'm anxious. It's okay to say, I'm worried. Kasi, in reality naman, anxiety in itself, it's normal. Siguro, mas nakakatakot nga na wala kang anxiety na nararamdaman in crisis like this. Diba? So, there is a reason to be worried. Kaya, it's okay to be worried. So, you have to be aware. You have to admit to yourself na, I'm overthinking because I'm worried. Because I'm uncertain about what would happen in the future. Because, you know, I'm fearful about what if makuha ito ng mga magulang ko. So, it's important for you to admit first. Kasi, syempre, we cannot do anything about it if we are in denial.
Tama. I agree with you.
Or if pinapaniwala natin yung sarili natin na okay lang tayo, pero in reality, hindi talaga tayo okay.
Tama nga. Yeah. So, we should stop the pretending.
Yes, oo. That's the first step.
And the second step would be?
The second step would be is you have to set limits. Lagi nating sinasabi na you have to be informed, you have to know what's going on around the world or around the Philippines. It's true. Ayaw naman natin maging ignorante. Diba? Pero kasi minsan, the overthinking comes in kapag information overload tayo about what's going on around us. Masyadong maraming stimulus around us. Diba? So we have to know where to stop. For example, a very practical example would be scrolling through the news. Diba? Kunyari, or nanonood ka ng news. And then, okay ka naman eh. Tapos, bigla mo na feel na bigla ka nakaramdam ng takot and bigla ka na nag-iisip na, naku, paano kung mangyari to sa pamilya ko? Ako ba, paano kung makuha to ng mama ko? Eh, may sakit pa naman siya. Sabi nila, vulnerable ang may sakit. Yun, pagka nakaramdam ka ng ganon, it's time to stop and to step back and say, no social media, you know, no looking at the news for me right now.
At okay lang yun, di ba? Okay lang dumistansya, okay lang mag-deactivate, okay lang na wag munang magsabi ng, mag-post ng kahit ano on social media. Dahil it's not good for you.
Yes, and at the same time, let's not compare also ourselves to other people. Kasi may mga ibang tao, katulad ng sinasabi natin na there are people na talagang mas vulnerable sa anxiety.
Okay.
So it can be because of existing mental health issues or something in the family or pwedeng personality lang talaga. Pero hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, eh bakit siya, read siya ng read ng news, okay lang. Eh dapat ako, okay lang din ako. Diba? So we have to stop comparing and know what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
That's good. So it's really being about, importante pala yung sinabi mo kanina, yung first step, no? Yung becoming really aware of this. Not just aware of this can happen to you, but knowing yourself din and yung tendencies mo when it comes to overthinking. So sabi natin, you know, just be aware of it. And then pangalawa, don't be afraid to step back. Ano pa?
And then after that, syempre alam mo na ngayon na pag natitrigger ka, you have to step back. And then dun mo ngayon titignan, for example, na aware ka na na, okay, natitrigger ako ngayon, you know, I'm starting to get anxious. It's time for you now to distract yourself.
Okay.
Kasi the thing about our brains is, in order to stop thinking about something, we have to start thinking about what can I do para hindi na ito yung isipin ko. Kasi, you know, we cannot say naman na, okay, hindi na ako mag-iisip tungkol sa ganito, hindi na ako mag-iisip tungkol sa ganito. Every time na sinasabi mo yun, the more you're thinking about it.
Oo nga.
Diba? So you have to think about something very different from whatever you're facing already. So for example, you come up with an exercise routine. You know, kapag nag-exercise ka, pag nag-jumping jacks ka, I doubt it na nag-iisip ka tungkol sa mga fears mo and anxiety mo,
kasi,
diba?
So, kumbaga, mailalagay mo yung sarili mo sa isang posisyon na pwede kang mag-focus on something other than that thing you were overthinking about.
Correct, yes. And then, you focus also on the things that you enjoy. So, for example, you enjoy watching Netflix. You know, so you watch Netflix at that moment, or you enjoy talking to your family or to a friend. So contact that friend. So do anything na talagang madidistract ka para hindi mo na maisip kung ano man yung nagre-recur na thought in your head.
Yeah. Nakikita ko rin, no, sa mga sinasabi mo sa ating mga tips, no, we really have to take responsibility for our own mental health, lalo na sa time na ito. So,
yes,
ang ganda nung tips na yun kasi we can admit it, stop pretending, ano, tapos take a step back and distract yourself, or maybe we can reword that into saying na be more intentional sa paggawa mo ng ibang bagay.
Proactive. Yung maging proactive tayo.
Tama. Pero paano naman yung mga tao na hindi sila yung overthinker, pero they have someone at home na ganito ang tendency. How can we be more helpful to individuals who we know, who maybe live with us or who are close to us, that tend to overthink or show signs of overthinking or ruminating, gaya nga nang sabi mo?
Yes. Actually, isa yan sa pinaka-challenging, ano? Kasi it's already beyond yourself. Diba? Kung nasa sarili mo, sabi natin nga kanina, we can take responsibility, we can take control. Pero pag ibang tao na, mas mahirap to control them.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So, ngayon, I think we have to also recognize ano yung kaya kong i-control sa tao na ito, ano rin yung hindi ko kayang i-control dito sa taong ito. For example, hindi ko kayang i-control yung mga thoughts na pumapasok sa isip niya.
Right?
Pero kaya kong i-control na, kunyari, ayain ko siya mag-exercise, ayain ko siya mag-jogging, ayain ko siya manood ng movie. You know, hopefully, that will also help that person take his mind or her mind off dun po sa ano man yung minuworry niya.
Oo nga. Ang gandang suggestion yan. Tama, no? Kasi usually, ang naririnig lang natin is, huwag mo na isipin yun. Alam mo yun?
Correct, yes.
So, maganda yung hindi lang basta sabihing wag, hindi lang basta sabihing stop. Kasi nga, minsan, hindi rin makontrol ng tao na pumapasok yung thoughts, di ba?
Yes, oo. That is something na kumbaga, kahit na anong gawin natin, hindi naman natin pwedeng sabihin, huwag mo na isipin yan. E paano kung yun talaga yung pumapasok sa isip niya? Right?
Yes. Tama. So we can be a healthy distraction. We can be a source of good habits na maaaring bago.
Yes.
Naisip ko rin siguro pwedeng mag-aral ng isang skill na hindi pa na-try before. Ano? Something that will really occupy the mind of the person in the home na may tendency na mag-overthink.
Right, yes. And siguro maganda rin na ito siguro yung time for really for us to learn how to, parang literal na to walk alongside each other. Na kumbaga, kung anong ginagawa ko, sige, halika, samahan mo ko, gawin natin together. You know, and we together, we build structure sa buhay natin. Kasi, again, wala na tayong magagawa na nasira na yung routine natin, nasira na yung structure natin. So, kapag ka sinubukan natin ibalik yun, it's as simple as, sige, we wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, we take breakfast together, and then we exercise a bit together, tapos manood tayo ng mga, I'm hearing, or meron akong ibang nakikita na may mga FB Live, na nagtuturo mag-calligraphy, nagtuturo mag-drawing, you know, things like that.
Yeah. So, I really like na we're able to establish na importante pala yung mga bagay na yun.
Mm-hmm.
And itong mga bagay na to, makakatulong. So, salamat talaga, no, Miss Shaina, sa mga suggestion mo. And I'm sure na the people who are listening are blessed to know na this is something that we can overcome. At hindi sila paralyzed lang. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
Hindi sila bihag nito na pagka nag-overthink na sila, wala na silang choice kung hindi makain nung overthinking, nung ruminating. Definitely, they can do something about it. Meron ka bang gustong i-add?
Siguro for me lang, it's important for people, for human beings kasi to have that sense of control back.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And itong mga pinag-usapan natin, Matthew, it would really help us to really parang feel that sense na I'm in control again. At least meron akong control sa buhay ko ngayon. And of course, to remember that kanina napag-uusapan na natin yung exercise.
Uh-huh.
Ang exercise, ano, hindi lang siya effective in distracting, but it's also effective in really neurobiological naman, in the brain, meron talagang nagagawa ang exercise sa ating sistema. So, ibig sabihin, our brain releases certain chemicals when we exercise, when we are physically active, para sa ganun, mapakawalan yung cognitive tension.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi
ano
sabi
ang cognitive tension?
Parang ganito yun eh. Sabi mo nga kanina, kapag when we're overthinking, para tayong nasa quicksand or kumunoy, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang everywhere we turn, hindi tayo makaalis. Pero when we are physically active or exercising, may nare-release na chemicals in the brain that makes us feel more freedom.
Mm.
So it breaks that feeling na nakastock ka or nasa loob ka ng kumunoy.
Yeah, so nakikita ko na parang may connection pala talaga yung pag-aalaga natin sa physical condition natin at saka yung mental state natin. And maganda ang suggestion niya. Napaka-simple actually. Pero ganun pala ka-importante yun.
Yes, so, hindi mo kailangan ng malaking space for that. Uh-huh. Pwede ka mag-jumping jacks, you know, 30 times. Pwede ka mag-air squat. Yun.
Tama yan. I agree with you. Dahil dyan, mag-exercise na ako bukas. So, salamat, no, Miss Shaina, sa mga dinagdag mo sa aming information. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? There are a lot of people who will fall into a ruminating cycle ngayong quarantine. In fact, I have to admit, no shame naman, na there were times na I have really ruminated. And it really eats up your mind. It makes you sleepless. Alam mo yun? It makes you feel paralyzed. And we thank you for sharing what you know na this is really something we can overcome. And it's normal. And
hindi lang yan,
we can also help each other out through the times that we are overthinking. So thank you so much.
Maraming salamat din, Matthew.
Alam ko marami kang natutunan dun sa time ko with Miss Shaina Kuwa. Patuloy mong pangalagaan yung mental health mo. Ngayong marami tayong idle time. And kung meron ka namang moments na ikaw ay okay, maging isa ka ring tao na nagbabantay sa mental health ng iba, nang sa ganun ay yung tahanan ninyo ay maging healthy environment para sa kaisipan ng bawat isa. Kung na-bless ka sa episode na ito, don't forget to like this episode and to share also this episode sa mga tao na alam mong matutulungan ng discussion ko with Miss Shaina tungkol sa overthinking. Ako ulit si Matthew. See you in the next episode of the Grody Podcast.